All right, let's get rolling. So what I'm going to talk about today is God knows the end of the story. So our verse today is James 5:11. And James 5:11 says, "What a gift life is to those who stay the course." You've heard, of course, of Job's staying power, and you know how God brought it all together for him at the end. That's because God cares right down to the last detail. So the big question everybody's asking right now is, when will things get back to normal? But I want to ask you, what will you do if life doesn't get back to normal? And the answer is simple. You don't put your hope in the government to make things right again. You don't trust in the media or celebrities. Instead, you put your hope in God. Why hope in God? Because he knows the end of the story. He knows the end of your story. He knows your whole story. We don't have to know it because he does. He holds the future. I had a pastor years ago that explained it like this. He said, so we go to a parade, and we sit in the lawn chair on the side of the street, and we watch the parade. We see the parade one band at a time or one float at a time. And he said, God sees it from up above. God sees the entire parade at one time. He sees the start of the parade. He sees all the bands and floats in the middle, and he sees the end of the parade. He sees it all at the same time. So he sees your whole life. Again, we see it day by day. He sees our whole life at one time. From the time it starts to the time it ends, he sees your entire life. He knows the end of the story. So the story of Job demonstrates this. Imagine being Job when everything was taken from him. He didn't know the future. He had no idea God would restore things in the end, but he trusted God. So another verse in James says, what a gift life is to those, I'm sorry, it's the same verse. What a gift life is to those who stay the course. You've heard, of course, of Job's staying power, and you know how God brought it all together for him at the end. That's because God cares right down to the last detail. God worked through the details of Job's life because he cared about him. God will do the same for you. It doesn't matter how much you've messed up in the first part of your story. Trust God to handle the details and watch how he brings it all together in the second half of your story. In fact, God already knows your whole story all the way to the end. The thing is, it's really his story, and he created you to be a unique and significant part of that story. That's why you can have faith that he is working right now to take care of you and to give you a good future. God repeatedly says in Scripture that he will one day reward us for our faith. Another verse in James, happier are those who remain faithful under trials, because when they succeed in passing such a test, they will receive as their reward the life which God has promised to those who love him. So no matter what you're going through right now, God promises to work everything out for good. And there's a reason for hope, a reason to faithfully trust in him. Let's go to prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. God, we know that you know the whole story. You know the day that we were to be born. You know the day that we were to leave this earth. God, you see our entire life from beginning to end all at one time. We just pray that you continue to watch over us, guide us, love us, protect us. We're so thankful that we belong to you and that you have created us to be part of your story. Thank you for including us, God. Just pray you watch over us, guide us, lead us through this day. God, we need you so bad to live our life in a way that pleases you. Just pray, God, that you watch over our company. Pray that you watch over all of our folks out there on the road. Just keep them safe, God. We thank you for today. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.